You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. It's been almost half a year since the Camp Fire in Northern California burned through thousands of homes, destroying the town of Paradise and killing 85 people. Since then, utility company PG&E has been scrambling from the fallout. Facing potentially billions of dollars in payouts for liability damages, it filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. And then, just last week, PG&E asked state regulators for permission to raise rates. KALW's Angela Johnston joins me in studio to give us an update. Hey, Angela.
Hi, Hannah.
So what's the most recent news?
So yeah, PG&E owes a lot of money, $30 billion in wildfire liabilities to be exact. Mm-hmm. And it sends a message to their investors. They're an investor-owned utility. There's a lot of pressure on them to just be more safe and reduce wildfire risks, which they say isn't cheap.
Isn't cheap meaning what for us?
Well, they have just asked to raise their rates. And these new rates haven't been approved yet. They'll be for next year, 2020. But if the California Public Utilities Commission approves them, here's how it would work out. A typical California household with maybe a monthly electric bill of $100 would have to pay about $22 more a month. And that could come to $264 a year per household.
Uh-huh. And PG&E serves millions and millions of people. So 264 multiplied by millions and millions, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. And the utility claims they need the money for a few reasons. One is to ensure safety against future wildfires. That could look like installing stronger power poles that won't blow over in fierce winds, clearing branches, and maybe installing cameras in fire zones. But also part of the rate hike is to boost investor profits. PG&E is asking for an increase on return in equity, which would mean higher profits for investors. Mm-hmm. And of course, they say their investors now have more risk because of the future prospect of more wildfires in the state.
Right.
So they basically want to offset that financial risk for their investors.
Okay, so some people aren't happy about that request, I assume.
Yeah, Governor Gavin Newsom isn't happy. He says ratepayers shouldn't be on the hook for investor profits, especially when wildfire victims are going bankrupt too.
Mm-hmm.
And PG&E isn't alone in wanting to raise rates either. The state's two other investor-owned utilities, Southern California Edison and San Diego Gas and Electric, have both recently asked for similar increases, saying they need bigger profits because they're afraid investors won't invest in them if they know wildfires are a liability.
Wow. I also heard something recently about paying their employees more too, not just their investors.
Yeah, that's correct. Some more recent news is that a judge is allowing PG&E to pay their employees $235 million in bonuses total. The judge ruled that it'll apply to about 10,000 employees for work in 2019. And apparently that won't be given to senior employees, but to more rank and file types. And it'll be heavily weighted on safety performance.
Okay, tell me about these judges. Sounds like they're dealing with different judges. Are they all the same judge?
No, there are different judges. And that confused me at first, too, because they're in bankruptcy court, but they also, yeah, they have a lot of different victim lawsuits as well. So there's a lot. But one of the most interesting judges, I think, there's this federal probation case that was originally related to the San Bruno pipeline explosion that's getting a lot of coverage now because a lot of the hearings are being made public. That's being overseen by Judge William Alsup, a U.S. District Court judge for Northern California. He's presided over some other big cases that got a lot of press. The most recent one was from last year. He dismissed two lawsuits brought by San Francisco and Oakland against big oil companies. We may have done a Q&A about it. Chevron, ExxonMobil. The cities had asked the court to order the oil companies to help pay for the cost of rising sea levels.
Right.
So he's been pretty vocal about the PG&E case. He says PG&E has a, quote, clear-cut pattern of starting wildfires and, quote, says they need strong medicine.
So back to the wildfires. Do we actually know if PG&E started the campfire? It's hard to keep track of all the different fires and whether or not PG&E is involved. So where's that?
Yeah, it's important also just to realize that this has been happening so much in the past year.
Right.
Like, are they involved? Are they not involved?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, equipment can start fires, but we're also just becoming a much more fire-prone state due to drought, climate change, etc. So an investigation into the 2017 Tubbs Fire turns out wasn't started by PG&E equipment.
Okay.
The Atlas Fire in Napa was. So, of course, it's tricky to keep things straight. So regarding the Camp Fire, the most recent news is that the state still hasn't finished its official investigation, but PG&E said that it's probable that their equipment started it. They pinpointed this transmission tower exactly where the fire broke out at 6:30 in the morning on November 8th, and the company could face criminal charges like recklessly starting a forest fire and murder. PG&E says it still hasn't determined when it can start compensating victims of recent wildfires that they know were started by the utility.
Okay, that's a lot. So what should we be paying attention to going forward?
Well, PG&E has recently gone through a bit of internal restructuring. There's a new CEO now, 10 new board members. They say the changes are to, quote, improve the safety, culture, and operational effectiveness.
What does that mean?
We'll see. And there's a lot of guesswork going on about what comes next. There were rumors that Warren Buffett was going to buy out PG&E. That turned out to be false, but it did send the stocks up for a second. There have also been talks about a public buyout of PG&E, but that also doesn't mean that problems and power lines and wind and transmission towers will go away.
Right.
And so, Hannah, I just want to leave you with one quote from a hearing that took place about a month ago. The quote is from that judge, William Alsup. Mm-hmm. Remember, he's overseeing PG&E's probation hearing. He was speaking to the interim CEO, John Simon, at the hearing in April. And he said, quote, "We've got a fire season coming up quick, and by December, we'll be back here, and we will know how many fires your company started. And I'm hoping the answer is zero." So we'll have to see. We're going to keep an eye on it.
All right. Thanks, Angela.
Thank you.
Angela Johnston is KLW's environment reporter. If you've got a story you'd like to see her cover, reach her at environment@klw.org.